The Air is Coming, Day 7, Devotional. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20 reads, Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. If we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives, then we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, God expects us to respect and be reverent to him in all that we think and do. By the way we live, we can grieve the Spirit of God, and our hearts can become hard and unresponsive to receive God's guidance in our lives. 2 Chronicles 29:3-9 reads, In the very month of the first year of his reign, Hezekiah reopened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them. He summoned the priests and Levites to meet him at the courtyard east of the temple. He said to them, Listen to me, you Levites. Purify yourselves and purify the temple of the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Remove all the defiled things from your sanctuary. Our ancestors were unfaithful and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They abandoned the Lord and his dwelling place. They turned their backs on him. They also shut the doors of the temple's entry room, and they snuffed out the lamps. They stopped burning incense and presenting burnt offerings at the sanctuary of the God of Israel. That is why the Lord's anger has fallen upon Judah and Jerusalem. He has made them an object of dread, horror, and ridicule, as you can see with your own eyes. Because of this, our fathers have been killed in battle, and our sons and daughters and wives have been captured. In the time of King Hezekiah, the people were so clueless and so focused on themselves that the doors of the temple were closed, there were unclean objects inside the temple, which means idolatry, the people had been unfaithful, the people turned their backs on the Lord, they put out the lamps, which represents the illumination given to us by the Holy Spirit. They stopped burning incense. They stopped praying to God. They stopped presenting offerings. They got tired of giving. But the Lord challenged them. In 2 Chronicles 29:11, My sons, do not neglect your duties any longer. The Lord has given you to stand in his presence, to minister to him and to lead the people in worship and present offerings to him. And it is the same challenge to you today, my child. Do not neglect your responsibilities any longer, because God has chosen you to be in his presence and to lead the people around you in worship. We are called to bring about divine encounters and reconcile the world to God. Turn to God with all your heart. Open the doors of your temple, remove the objects that defile it, light the lamp and offer incense again. In other words, get idolatry out of your life, which steals God's first place in your heart. Light the lamp refers to living the word, and this is only possible when we are filled and enlightened by the Spirit. Offering incense refers to returning to the intimacy that only a life in prayer can give us. Let us not grow weary. Let us continue to persevere and wait for the coming of our Lord, because the day will come when we will be totally transformed and our struggle with sin will be over and we will be able to stand face to face with our Lord. We have to live each day waiting for the coming of our Lord, because that hope purifies us and encourages us to go on. Tell Jesus in prayer that you accept his challenge and you'll be amazed at what God will do in your life. Verse to remember, John 7:37-38. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.